Do you like taking photos? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I think of pictures and pictures that have great value to me, I think of the trip that I took with the youth group and my dad in 2014 to Honduras. And we have all of these wonderful pictures of us in the villages that we were serving in, at the church that we ate our meals at, and even my dad and I sitting next to a massive pile of poop. Pictures hold so much value and memories. Do you feel this way too? Well, that's sort of what today's Devo is all about. It's called The Big Picture by Haley Waltz. Somewhere along in my life, I realized I loved taking photos. To me, it was the most amazing thing to be able to capture a moment forever. A camera is one of the best tools for rendering an image we want to remember. It takes the light and shadows and makes them into a two-dimensional picture we can enjoy. When we look at a photo, we see how the mix of light and shadows creates a beautiful image that we can revisit again and again. Life can be a lot like a photo. There is light, the good times in our lives, and shadows, the hard times. But unlike a photo, in life we can't see the whole picture, only the one small detail we're in at the moment. And if it's a hard time in our lives, it's normal to wonder if God is still in control. But He is. And unlike us, He sees the big picture. He knows how everything will work out, and He knows the person He's growing us into. No matter what we're going through, He is using the good times, the hard times, and everything in between to transform us into the people He wants us to be. And He's crafting a big picture that we get to be a part of. He is always working for our good, and He is spreading the hope of Jesus to every corner of creation. We can trust that He knows the outcome of it all, and He is with us, loving us in every moment. Now let's talk about this a little bit more together. Sometimes we really wish we could see the big picture. How does it make you feel to know that God does see the big picture and He is at work in every part of it for our good? While it can be so hard not to know the outcome of situations we're facing, it can be comforting to remember that we do know the final outcome. Jesus has promised to return one day and restore the world. Then, there will be no more dark places, no more hard times. In the meantime, Jesus has also promised to be with us no matter what. Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about what your life is like right now, telling Him about the good things and the hard, frustrating things, and asking Him to help you notice His presence with you. As you and I can read in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, as well as chapter 37, verses 1 through 9, and chapter 139, verses 1 through 18. As well as, I know there's a lot going on here, folks, Romans 8:28 through 29, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? I think one of my favorite things about Unlocked is learning about God through other people's passions and experiences. And that's something that Haley Waltz shared with us today, her love for photography. Do you have something that you love that relates to your faith? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Eating the Bible? With yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.